So, hi again. I'm going to talk about external USSD interface.
I think if you can control plus a bit to
increase
the font size.
Oh, yeah, I already did. Yeah, and first thing I'm going to start from is a little introduction to supplementary services. And supplementary services is another way of communication between subscriber and network, like calls or SMS messages. And you see, there are two types of supplementary services. One is call-related and another is call-independent. And what is USSD? It's just a type of call-independent supplementary services, and it stands for Unstructured Supplementary Services Data. And similar to SMS, it's very similar to SMS, but real-time communication is assumed. And you cannot store your message anywhere. You just need to forward it immediately between two sides of conversation. And usually, USSD request looks like this way. It's asterisk and some numbers between them. And well-known code is still used for years in also OpenBC and also MSC. And USSD payload is limited to 160 bytes. So you can use any encoding you want. And possible use cases for USSD is activation or deactivation of some custom, probably bait network services. It's probably could be used for getting some information, for example, account balance or so on. And there is also crazy application of USSD is WAP over USSD, but it is not used anywhere, I think. And how do we support this USSD in OSMOCOM? We have LibOSMOCore API, and it was written by Holger, if I remember correctly. And there is some abstract representation of USSD request and response too. And it has transaction identifier, invoke ID, which allows to relate the response to a corresponding request. For example, if a mobile station sends a request to the network and network would like to know something from subscriber, it will increase the invoke ID and send another request in the response to the initial request of this subscriber. And as soon as subscriber will respond to this request, it will be decreased to zero back. And probably the network will return the result of this operation. Yeah, there is operation code because SS request could be USSD, it could be call related or it can be USSD or something different. And it can also contains USSD payload and data coding scheme. And it's possible to do decoding of row layer 3 message into this structure. And it's also possible to encode USSD messages into row layer 3 message. And what I would like to do here in the future is to improve decoding of call-related supplementary services because it's not implemented in a good way for now. And I would like to implement encoding of mobile-originated USSD messengers because it could be also used in OSMOCOMBB project and somewhere else. And we also For many years, we have this common code in order to request your own number in the network. And if the user of this project would like to implement some new codes here, he has to modify the source code, recompile this, and if the network is already working, it would have to restart the network, and it's too complicated and not good way. And there is a solution for that. We can implement external USSD interface. And we already have external interfaces for SMS, for example. It is SMPP. And we have external interface for voice calls. It's MNCC. But there is no external interface for USSD. And a good question was which protocol should we use for that? And specifications recommend to use MAP for that, but there is no stable implementation in Osmocom of MAP protocol. There are some attempts, but not final implementation. And it's working with MAP protocol is pretty complicated for sometimes. It's pretty complicated, yeah. And SMPP could be also used for USSD sessions, but it's not session oriented, and it's mostly used for SMS. And what about the sub protocol? It stands for generic subscriber update protocol. It's not standard custom protocol, which was intended in order to keep the protocol complexity out of its users. And if I'm correct, the current users of this protocol is are Osmo HLR, MSC, and SJSN. And this protocol, the implementation of this protocol also assumes easy conversation from JSAP to MAP. Someday we will have to use MAP. And why it is good to use this protocol? Because it's easy to use, easy to extend it, and easy to convert to MAP in the future. But it is also not session oriented. But we can easily extend this, and this is what I did a few weeks before. And the first thing we need is that the main problem of MAP protocol is that it's a single connection, and it's impossible to perform. It doesn't provide any existing methods to have sessions, which is required for USSD. And the solution is to emulate TCAP, because MAP usually comes together with TCAP. It is encapsulated in TCAP message. And I'm going to add two information elements. One is the session state. For example, we begin or finish session. And another is a unique identificator of session. And for example, if USSD gateway would like to start communication with subscriber, it has to request an unused session ID, and only then it will be able to begin session and start some USSD notifications or requests. And for session management, I'm going to introduce a new message and three types of this message: request, result, and error. And also, it's required to add support for USSD payload in order to be able to transfer USSD payload using JSOOP protocol, JSOOP messages. And for this, there are a group of messages, USSD-related messages for now. Yes, and there are some information elements which is stated by MAP specification as mandatory to have in some messages. For example, USSD string data coding scheme, because it's the actual USSD payload can be in any language supported by JSM. And this is the representation. This is the diagram of communication between subscriber and USSD gateway. And for example, when my mobile station sends a request to the network, it comes through the base station subsystem to the MSC. And MSC is exactly the place where all the magic happens, because we need to perform some basic transcoding between the message which we just received from subscriber, and we need to create a message which we are going to forward to USSD gateway. And here is a little discussion: should we perform all the operations with USSD gateway through the HLR, or should we also have possibility to connect to MSC directly from USSD gateway? But I think for now the simplest solution would be to forward every operations through HLR. It could be discussed later, I think. And this is how different messengers on different at different stages of forwarding look like. And for example, in the bottom, you see the message coming from a mobile station, and this is what we receive at the mobile switching center. And we need to perform decoding of this message according to the 0480 specifications, and then we can convert it to GSAP, and then we can convert GSAP to MAP or whatever you want, it's JSON or so on, SIP, for example. And there is a question why MSC should parse USSD request or SS request. And first of all, we need to know what is this message. Are we going to start a new session, or are we going to finish session, or is just some message within session, or so on? And we need to know the operation code, because supplementary services is not about USSD. There is also a few types of different operation codes. And we also need to know the data coding scheme used by request from subscriber or by the response from subscriber. And finally, we need the USSD payload itself. Here you can see the example of communication between a mobile station and USSD gateway. I don't put HLR here, but you can imagine that it is between MSC and USSD gateway. And for example, mobile station first sends a register type of message, and the operation code is process USSD request. It arrives to mobile switching center, and here we need to convert it to corresponding GSAP message, which is process USSD request, request subtype of this message. And we, using this session, we begin. Using this message, we begin the session between subscriber and USSD gateway. Then the network, for example, might request some additional data, and it will increase the invoke ID, because, for example, it cannot respond to the response immediately, and it needs some additional data from subscriber. For example, type 1 for to choose some point of menu, and then subscriber responds to this request, and finally network might finish, or wherever mobile station may finish the conversation in any time. And here is some little example of network originated USSD, for example, request or notification. First of all, as I already told, we need to request session ID, which is unused at the moment. And as soon as we get the session ID, we can begin the session and, for example, request something from subscriber. Then on the radio access network, you will see paging request. Subscriber should respond to this paging request. And now and then he will get a register message with initial request from USSD gateway, and then he can respond and continue this conversation until any of both sides will decide to finish session. And what's already done here is that we managed to correct Libosmo Core API implementation. This is only a few points which was implemented or corrected. For example, in release complete, there is optional facility message. And we also had a big problem that the API of Libosmo Core was always trying to decode the payload using seven bit alphabet, and this is not good in case of different language used. And we decided to add a new fields on the abstract representation of USSD request. And what I'm currently working on is MSC code in order to allow multiple transactions and GSUP message coding, because we didn't have this because we only had our number request, and we can just respond and finish the release the communication immediately. And what I'm going to do is to implement some test cases, TTCN test cases, and also there is an idea to implement counters for USSD events. For example, the total number of USSD requests, number of active SS connections for USSD connections, and number of rejected or successful USSD connections. And yeah, thanks for your attention. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me. And this is some specifications you can read to get some background about this topic. That's it. No questions?
Do we have questions? Yeah, Keith?
So I'm thinking about the USSD gateway itself, which maybe is not part of what you're dealing with. But so if you think about the problem that you said that the average user would have to modify the USSDC source code and recompile and restart and everything.
Oh, yes.
But this gets us to the case where now if I wanted to implement some service, like pull some information from the internet or something, scrape some site and send something back, how would I then have to... I mean, how are you, do you have any ideas on how the USSD gateway part of it will work? Because it needs to talk GSUP to
the
MSC, right? So we need some GSUP to whatever, something that's easy to program.
Yeah, we need some interface from Osmo HLR to, I don't know, it can be a map interface or it can be something different, or we can implement map interface between Osmo HLR and some converter to wherever you want. And then any commercial USSD gateway allows you to create any USSD menus and codes in some graphical interface, and it should work.
Basically, the original idea was that GSUP is not a difficult protocol to implement, and resolving apparently, obviously there is an implementation in C, right? And then you could either use this C implementation to convert into something easier to process, like SIP, and then with SIP you can do whatever, right? Or you can do routing. You can route to different application servers, and then each application server would handle its specific, its specific request, and whatever you want, right? It's all available tool sets in open source. It's very easy. Or you could write a GSUP implementation in some scripting language. Oh yeah, so Harald says there is already a Python implementation. We started an Erlang implementation. I don't think it's finished, but we plan to at some point finish Erlang implementation. And you can, with Erlang implementation, you could also use Elixir, which is a friendly, more user-friendly version of Erlang, or more newbie-friendly version of Erlang. Yeah, I mean, there will be multiple ways to do this. Either convert into a protocol for which you already have tools, or to write in some scripting language. That was the original idea. And then after that, I mean, yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah, so my idea would be that in the HLR you then basically configure routes, like you have your SMPP routes for SMS in Osmo MSC or Osmo NITP, that basically in Osmo HLR you can say, well, this particular SMPP request, whatever, star hash 250 hash or whatever, that this gets routed to a certain external program, and then this external program again can, as we discussed, can use GSUP, at least for now. I mean, there is no standard protocol for for USSD. In the end, it doesn't really matter what we choose, but I think rather than inventing yet another new protocol that nobody else uses, we can just as well stick with GSUP. until somebody works on something else. But as I said, with SMPP, it was easy because there is a specified protocol. Yes, it has all kinds of weirdness and problems itself, but it is something that not only Osmocom implements, but for USSD, there really is no standard or non-standard interface or protocol. The only protocol or interface that I am aware of that exists in open source is what MobiSense is using. They have some XML RPC API from their HLR.
It's standardized. It's the IMS spec. There is a spec. Yeah, it's
for IMS, maybe. Okay, yeah. Okay, sorry, we don't have this on the recording. So there is a spec in apparently in IMS there is a specification on how USSD can be passed to external applications. Okay, over HTTP. Yeah, I feel like an echo here. So any other comments or feedback, questions?
Is that part about
which one
going through the HLR? Is that decided now, or because the
no, it's
had
still
a
under discussion and
so what is the? I mean, what's the benefit of? Is there a benefit to doing it that way, or would it be better that if the USSD gateway in itself needed to talk to the HLR that it would do that? Rather than having the HLR as the principal?
I think one advantage of having all requests going through HLR is that the USSD gateway don't need to care where particular subscriber is and connect to different mobile switching centers. It can have only a single connection with HLR and communicate with. You may have multiple mobile switching centers now, and they are all would be connected to HLR, and that's simpler.
And the other point is, if somebody wants to have a map gateway, then this is the logical approach, because in the GSM spec it's specified that USSD ends up at the HLR. So if we have it in the same GSUB connection, then basically instead of Osmo HLR, you can have the map gateway, which then translates it to map, and you don't have any like logic or architecture mismatch at that point. We always try to keep GSUB as convertible as possible. I mean, we don't have a good converter yet. I mean, Holger wrote a small talk, a map to GSUB converter for GPRS some years ago, but we don't have a maintained, active, universal translator yet. But I mean, I think it may happen sooner or later, depending on user requests.
But another question from my side is, should we still keep this number request feature of OpenBC and OsmoBC?
Sorry, I didn't get the question.
The question is, should we still keep the feature of possibility to request your own number in Osmo MSC? I wasn't correct.
No, not in Osmo MSC. If at all, that needs to move to the HLR. So I don't think the MSC should do anything with USSD. It just forwards it over GSUB. And then any handler, including the star hash 100 handler, would either have to be inside the HLR, which in this case actually makes sense because the HLR knows what that number is, or basically handled to an external application that connects to the HLR.
Yeah, but there was a discussion about having a local or remote policy of USSD connections, and probably this is not the only one USSD code one would like to handle inside HLR. Probably we can implement some capability to change this code. For example, we might define some services like get your own number, get your own IMSI, TIMSI, for example, and let the user...
Get your own TI.
Yeah. For developers, it's perfect, yeah.
Get your own, anyway. no, I think, yes, you can implement all those things, but they all belong at the HLR. There's no, I mean, the fact that we implemented this in MSC is because we implemented it in NITB, because we implemented everything in NITB. But now I think there's no reason why this should be handled at the MSC level. And as you said, you can have multiple MSCs, so then every MSC needs to have the same configuration with the same such services, otherwise it's going to be complicated. And the other point is, if you think about roaming scenarios, even, let's say, only roaming within GSUP between multiple networks, then also you want to have those services at the home HLR of the subscriber and not at the visited MSC of whatever network he's currently visiting. So I think I don't see why the MSC would keep such functionality.
Yeah, I think it's important to keep USSD, all USSD functions outside of MSC and HLR for one simple reason. For internationalization reasons, or for translation reasons. I mean, we don't want to have all kinds of translations and IE18N in Osmo HLR, and we don't want to all this stuff in there, so it should be external just for this simple reason.
Yeah, this is why we only extract the actual raw USSD payload and specify its data coding scheme. And yeah, unlike the previous version of API, we don't try to decode it using default JSM alphabet anymore. We keep it for compatibility reasons, but we also have these raw bytes.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. So basically, Osmo, from my perspective, Osmo HLR should be just a router of those connections. That's it.
And what do you think about the way how to configure this routing via VTI or some configuration files?
Yeah, I mean, Harald probably have a better idea, but some VTI, the same like we are doing for SMS or for SMPP, I guess, for like prefixes. So this prefix goes to this direction, this prefix goes to that direction. I think there is a default route, obviously, and prefixes, and then I think there is already some boilerplate code for this because it's already used for.
The other approach to do this would be to have the external application register for a given USSD code, so not have a config file that where you have a table of all the USSD codes and point to certain applications, but rather have a dynamic registration. So you basically, when the external application connects, says, well, I register myself for this prefix, which is a bit like we do with point code registration in the STP. It sort of requires you to have less configuration, but then it makes it more difficult because you don't have a central routing table anymore. And if two applications request the same code, what do you do at that point? So it becomes a bit difficult, but it has advantages and disadvantages.
Any other comments? Yeah. Thanks. Oh, one more.
Just a quick follow-up on that. So if you do have an interface where applications or handlers can register, then there are essentially two modes or like two things that can happen if two applications want to register for the same USSD. Either they both get to act on this, or there's a race and whoever wins
gets some kind of priority. Who made this first?
One further thing is it's related. I think this standard call forwarding and voicemail forwarding and stuff that even some user equipment at IMC attach times always asks the status of these things anyway. Where if that were to be implemented in the HLR, right? So, but then I guess if you are handling calls, routing with some PBX or something, you just need to.
We have some limitations at the moment that we only handle USSD related supplementary services, but it could be modified. But it also requires modifying of Libosmo Core API, which is a bit painful.
Yeah. So what you've referred to, like the call forwarding and that conditional call forwarding, unconditional call forwarding, and so on, that's a structured supplementary service. So that's just an SS, not a USSD. It sort of looks a little bit like similar on the radio interface, but it also, like according to spec, I think it also goes to the HLR, and then these settings are actually stored in the HLR according to spec, like what kind of forwarding or what kind of configuration you have. And then one would have to, in order to integrate with PBXs, basically an external PBX would have to query that somehow in the HLR. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Vadim. I think we can move on to the next speaker then.
Thanks.